It's here and now. And as hearings continue today on Capitol Hill for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, we're going to take a listen now to some extended clips from last night's Senate hearing for Trump's pick for education secretary. That would be billionaire Republican donor Betsy DeVos. She is a big proponent of charter schools and providing vouchers to families so they can use taxpayer dollars to attend private and religious schools. Here she is being questioned by Republican Senator Rand Paul.
People get so caught up in, oh, I don't want any religious schools or only private schools and all of this. And it's like, look at the kids and look at the success there. But I thought maybe if you take a couple of minutes and tell us about some of the things you've seen in Michigan, schools that you've either visited that are a success or just some of what you've seen that has excited you about the potential that all these kids do have potential and we shouldn't leave them, you know, behind.
Well, thank you, Senator. Thanks for that opportunity. I would love to talk about some of the schools and some of the individuals that I have seen benefit from the success of being able to choose the right educational setting. And I've already mentioned the Potter's House School and John Boy, who's with us here today. That's a school I regularly visit. The students there come from a multitude of different countries, speak many different languages, and most of them are from very, very low-income circumstances. And it's just amazing to see the transformation that those students have in going through their Potter's House years. There's another student here right behind me, Denisha Merriweather, whom I've gotten to know the last few years, who is the recipient of a tax credit scholarship program in the state of Florida. Denisha will tell you very, very promptly that she had a very troubled early childhood in her grade school years. I think she was kicked out multiple times before her godmother actually finally found a school that was going to work for her, and the transformation was just almost overnight. Denisha's the first family in her family to have graduated high school. She's graduated college, and in May she's going to get her master's in social work degree. So she's just a tremendous example of what can happen when you get an opportunity to go to the right school.
Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, started his questioning by talking about DeVos's support for Republicans.
Mrs. DeVos, there is a growing fear, I think, in this country that we are moving toward what some would call an oligarchic form of society, where a small number of very, very wealthy billionaires control, to a significant degree, our economic and political life. Would you be so kind as to tell us how much money your family has contributed to the Republican Party over the years?
Senator, first of all, thank you for that question. I was pleased to meet you in your office last week. I wish I could give you that number. I don't know.
I have heard the number was $200 million. Does that sound in the ballpark?
Collectively, between my entire family, that's possible.
Okay. My question is, and I don't mean to be rude, but do you think, if you were not a multi-billionaire, if your family has not made hundreds of millions of dollars of contributions to the Republican Party, that you would be sitting here today?
Senator, as a matter of fact, I do think that there would be that possibility. I've worked very hard on behalf of parents and children for the last almost 30 years to be a voice for parents and voice for students and to empower parents to make decisions on behalf of their children. Primarily low-income children.
Thank you. In your statement, your prepared statement, you say, and I quote, students should make informed choices about what type of education they want to pursue post-high school and have access to high-quality options. Some of us believe that we should make public colleges and universities tuition-free so that every young person in this country, regardless of income, does have that option. That's not the case today. Will you work with me and others to make public colleges and universities tuition-free through federal and state efforts?
Well, Senator, I think that's a really interesting idea, and it's really great to consider and think about. But I think we also have to consider the fact that there's nothing in life that's truly free. Somebody's going to pay for it.
Yes, you're right.
And
you're right. Somebody will pay for it, but that takes us to another issue.
I think,
and that is, if I may, and that is, right now we have proposals in front of us to substantially lower tax breaks for billionaires in this country, while at the same time low-income kids can't afford to go to college. Do you think that makes sense?
Senator, I think if your question is really around how can we help college and higher education be more affordable for young people as they anticipate.
Actually, that wasn't my question.
DeVos also took questions from Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat who was Hillary Clinton's vice presidential pick. He asked DeVos about federal civil rights protections for students with disabilities.
Should all K-12 schools receiving governmental funding be required to meet the requirements of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act?
I think they already are.
Okay, so, but I'm asking you a should question. Whether they are or not, we'll get into that later. Should all schools that receive taxpayer funding be required to meet the requirements of the Individuals with Disabilities in Education?
I think that is a matter that's best left to the states.
So some states might be good to kids with disabilities, and other states might not be so good. And then what? People could just move around the country if they don't like how their kids are being treated?
I think that's an issue that's best left to the states.
What about the federal requirement? It's a federal law, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. Let's limit it to federal funding. If schools receive federal funding, should they be required to follow federal law, whether they're public charter, or private?
As the senator referred to...
Just yes or no. I've only got one more question.
The Florida program, there's many parents that are very happy with the program there.
Let me state this. I think all schools that receive federal funding, public charter, or private, should be required to meet the conditions of the Individuals with Disabilities in Education Act. Do you agree with me or not?
I think that is certainly worth discussion, and I would look forward
to... So you cannot yet agree with me. And finally, should all K-12 schools receiving governmental funding be required to report the same information regarding instances of harassment, discipline, or bullying if they receive federal funding?
I think that federal funding certainly comes with strings attached.
I think all such schools should be required to report equally information about discipline, harassment, or bullying. Do you agree with me or not?
I would look forward to reviewing that provision.
If it was a court, I would say to the court, let the judge instruct the witness to answer the question. It's not a court. You're not under oath, or you're not under a subpoena, but you're trying to win my vote. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Later in the hearing, Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan, whose son has cerebral palsy, brought up the issue again.
I want to go back to the Individual with Disabilities and Education Act. That's a federal civil rights law. So do you stand by your statement a few minutes ago that it should be up to the states whether to follow it?
The law must be followed. Federal law must be followed where federal dollars are in play.
So were you unaware what I just asked you about the IDEA, that it was a federal law?
I may have confused it.
It guarantees absolutely basic protections to students with disabilities to ensure that they are afforded a high-quality education with their peers. One of the reasons that it is difficult to have this hearing and feel that we fully understand your perspective is because we do know that children with disabilities in at least some of the voucher programs that you have supported have gone with a voucher to a school because of their disability, had to leave the school. The school keeps the money, and they go back to public schools that now have even less resources to deal with them. And many of us see this as the potential for turning our public schools into warehouses for the most challenging kids with disabilities or other kinds of particular issues, or the kids whose parents can't afford to make up the difference between the voucher and the cost of private school tuition. So I just would urge you to become familiar, should you be nominated, with the Individual with Disabilities and Education Act. And I do have to say I'm concerned that you seem so unfamiliar with it and that you seem to support voucher schools that have not honored, you know, have made students sign away their rights to make sure that the law is enforced. That's very troubling to me.
One more clip we want to listen to, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, whose constituents include the families of the victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. He asked DeVos about guns in schools.
One final question. Do you think that guns have any place in or around schools?
I think that's best left to locales and states to decide. If the underlying question is,
you can't say definitively today that guns shouldn't be in schools.
Well, I will refer back to Senator Enzi and the school that he was talking about in Wapiti, Wyoming. I think probably there, I would imagine that there's probably a gun in the school to protect from potential grizzlies.
If President Trump moves forward with his plan to ban gun-free school zones, will you support that proposal?
I will support what the president-elect does, but Senator, if the question is around gun violence and the results of that, please know that I my heart bleeds and is broken for those families that have lost any individual due to gun violence.
I look forward to working with you, but I also look forward to you coming to Connecticut and talking about the role of guns in schools.
Some of the exchanges from last night's confirmation hearing for Betsy DeVos, who has been nominated to be the next Secretary of Education. It's here and now.